The last time I visited Brett Davis's farm in Delaware County, I was asking him about a program helping farmers bit by the trade war. It was raining then, and it was pretty wet when I spoke to him this week, too.
Even yesterday, it had been wet for the past few days.
It was terrible yesterday. It's the worst conditions I've planted in. I mean, I shouldn't have been there. I really shouldn't have.
Davis and his team were out past 1 a.m. the night before, trying to get seeds planted ahead of more rain. He's two-thirds done with corn and about a third of the way through with soybeans. He's still pretty optimistic they'll be able to make up for lost time, but Davis is realistic about this year's crop.
A corn plant and a soybean plant is nothing but a solar panel. It takes every bit of sunlight it can and the nutrients to make what it does, and when we're a month behind, you've cut a month of growing out of a season that's fairly short to start with.
The USDA's latest crop progress report paints a stark portrait. Ohio's farmers have only planted a fifth of their acreage intended for soybeans. Last year, they'd completed 80% by now. Farmers are further along with corn, planting slightly more than a third of what they did last year. But they've also passed the cutoff for federal crop insurance. Anything they plant after June 5th gets steadily less coverage.
We have that field left to go. We will probably plant past the deadline.
A few miles away, Ryan Rhodes is trying to sow up the last of his planting.
And we put nearly 300 acres in the past 2 days. That would have been Tuesday and Wednesday. So we really made a big push on some ground that maybe we shouldn't have, but the acres are planted, and we'll see what happens with germination.
And the late start is only contributing to an already stressful situation. In addition to the ongoing trade war, a report from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, shows an uptick in people falling behind on farm loan payments. But Brian Ricker, CEO of the lending co-op Ag Credit, isn't raising alarms just yet.
We haven't seen that quite as much. Within our portfolio, our delinquencies are a little higher than what they were a few years ago, but just they're still very, very manageable. And, overall, the lenders, the banks and the farm credit system, we're very, very well capitalized.
It's been a bit drier south of Columbus on Scott Metzger's farm. But like Davis and Rhodes, he's been rushing to catch up.
We started then and had about a 5-6 day window till Memorial Day there. And we ran pretty hard those days and were able to get quite a bit done in that amount of time. So we're just down to a little bit here left. So in a day we can get finished up with what we have.
Metzger's farm is done with corn, and they're finishing up on beans, too. He takes me to their last field, where his cousin Blake is running the planter. Even here, there are broad swaths of standing water cutting across the rows.
This bank you can plant close to the water. That one running through the middle of the field, you won't be able to get as close. And on the other side of that, you won't be able to get as close either. It's a little more gravelly on this side, but you get on that side,
Despite the late start and the late nights catching up, Metzger, Rhodes, and Davis are all thankful to be squeaking in at least close to the deadline. All three have heard from farmers in northern Ohio who haven't even begun planting. Those farmers can get limited compensation through federal crop insurance. Metzger thinks in the Midwest, the number of people making those prevented planting claims could reach a record this year. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Evans.